SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Kus tot kruin, jou weeklikse blik op die omgewing word met trots geborg deur Sandpiper Cottages, Bochum's Bay, want hier gee ons om vir jou en vir die omgewing.
Good morning everybody, our regular listeners and our new listeners. Once again, your weekly program on the environment. Today, the environment is actually on the archaeology, but the archaeology and the history of the archaeology and the environment is one and the same thing. We have a very interesting person and a very old friend of Mossel Bay and the Pinnacle Point area. We have Professor Curtis Marion here today. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Fred. Good to be here.
Can we say Curtis?
Yes, you can, of course.
We're very courteous by saying Curtis. Thank you very much. And today we're going to talk a little bit about the World Heritage status that is pending and hopefully imminent for the Mossel Bay area. Curtis, before we start, who is Curtis Marion?
I'm a professor at Arizona State University in the Institute of Human Origins. And I'm also an honorary professor at Nelson Mandela University, and I'm the director of the science team at the Pinnacle Point sites.
How long have you been active in the Pinnacle Point area?
We started in 1999, so it's been 25 years that we've been here. Every year we come out. Some years I spend 4 months a year out here. Sometimes it's between 2 and 4 months, typically. And we've had a huge team, wonderful, fabulous team that's been working with us, a combination of international scientists and South African scientists.
This is a world-renowned site. I mean, but what does it actually mean to have a World Heritage site?
Well, World Heritage designation is made by UNESCO, and it's a recognition that the site is of extreme importance to everybody alive on the planet.
Why?
Well, it varies by site, but at Pinnacle Point, there's a long story of significance. For example, Pinnacle Point provides the earliest evidence for people eating seafood, and that dates to 160,000 years ago.
It also includes other caves, I should imagine, between, let's say, Mossel Bay and the Pinnacle Point area, because there's about 30 or 40 caves.
There are many caves on the cliffs throughout this region. But the designation only covers the caves at Pinnacle Point.
That's the oldest evidence of modern human presence?
Well, it's modern human consumption of seafood.
Yeah.
So that's one of the key traits. Another key finding at Pinnacle Point is it has the earliest evidence anywhere in the world for people modifying and using pigments. Okay, so they're taking ochres and they're grinding them to produce powders, probably to paint their bodies or to paint cave paintings. So there's two very important findings. A third really important finding that contributes to its status as a World Heritage Site is it provides the earliest evidence in the world for pyrotechnology, or using fire to modify raw materials.
We're going to take this a bit further now. First, we're going to have some music and watch this beautiful view over the bay.
Psst, jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik. SFM maak elke dag 'n goed vol dag. SFM.
Curtis Marion, Professor Curtis Marion, we're having a talk with him this morning on the World Heritage status that is pretty imminent and hopefully inevitable for Mossel Bay and for the Pinnacle Point Caves. Curtis, tell us a little bit more about the road traveled with your research. I mean, you started, first of all, I think, when the scientists started investigating the Pinnacle Point area when the golf course was going to be established, and then they alerted you to the importance or the possible importance. Let us start there and tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So the land that is now the golf course and the development at Pinnacle Point was, there was nothing there in terms of a built-out environment. And a heritage and environmental impact assessment had to be done, and that was done by a private company. And they identified the caves there first. And then the science team began in 1999, before the development came in. And by 2000, we were excavating the cave sites, and we had our first major scientific result in 2007.
And what did that point out?
So that first major result was we published in a journal called Nature, which is one of the world's top scientific journals, and described the earliest evidence for people eating seafood and the earliest evidence for people modifying pigments.
There was no written history, obviously, because history really starts when people started writing. Is that correct?
Exactly, yeah. So this dates back to 160,000 years ago, which is 155,000 years before writing.
People often confuse modern humans, that's the Middle Stone Age, with let's call it almost pre-humans, the Marupeng or the, you know, there's something different. What is that difference really, and how does it come in? It's because of the cognitive ability that people develop, biotechnology?
Right. So the cradle up in the area of Johannesburg is a World Heritage Site. But the sites there are primarily very early, so they're a million years and earlier. And those sites are really documenting the earliest phases of human origins, like the origins of upright walking, et cetera. But what the South Coast has that's extremely rich and equally important is it has evidence for the origins of modern humans, people like us. And that is primarily evidence for the origins of an advanced cognition, emotional complex, psychological complex like we have.
Very interesting. We're going to go on to maybe discuss a little bit about the pyrotechnology just after the music.
Okay, sounds
Thank
good.
SFM, you feel we are having a very interesting discussion this morning with Professor Curtis Marion regarding the World Heritage status, imminent status, we hope, for Mossel Bay. Curtis, we've been discussing the road traveled with your discoveries regarding the evidence in the Pinnacle Point caves about the earliest cognitive presence of humans. Tell us a little bit about the pyrotechnology. How does that fit into all this?
Right. So the second major scientific result we had at Pinnacle Point, we published in 2009. And that was the earliest evidence in the world for advanced pyrotechnology. And what we mean by advanced pyrotechnology is something beyond just making a fire. It's actually what we showed is that people were using heat to modify a raw material to use it as a tool. So what they're doing is they're taking a stone called silcrete, they're heating it roughly around 350 degrees centigrade, which lightly vitrifies it, right? Almost like making pottery. Mm-hmm. And then they can chip it into an advanced stone tool. And the prior earliest evidence for pyrotechnology of that type was 25,000 years ago in France. We pushed it back to 160,000 years ago here in South Africa.
That's why Pinnacle Point is so important in the history of man, of modern humans.
Exactly.
That's where people started realizing they put two things together to make something better or use different elements or different objects to modify things to make it better. An animal can also use a weapon, but it cannot make a weapon.
Exactly. So this is one of the reasons Pinnacle Point is going to be a World Heritage Site. Pyrotechnology sits at the core of our technology, right? If you think about it, steel and coal, everything is about burning and transforming it to another thing. And this is the earliest evidence for that, and probably is the origins of the technology or thought process that eventually ends up in making pottery or making iron.
Yeah, well, fire is fire made. I mean, predating the Pinnacle Point discoveries, people could use fire, but normally fire caused by lightning or by other natural means, and they would carry that fire with them. But now people learn to make fire and also use that fire to improve whatever they're doing.
Right. The discovery at Pinnacle Point signals to us that we have a human that is a master of fire, and that shows us that we're talking about a modern human.
Righto. We're going to to end our program off just after the music, and you're going to explain to us the significance of being awarded World Heritage status, or what it means to us here today and what it means for the creation of interest in an area.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/sfmstreek.
We are ending our program today with this very interesting discussion and a very significant discussion with Professor Curtis Marion from Pinnacle Point's fame and Arizona State University and Nelson Mandela University. Curtis, can you just explain to us what the implications, what the significance is if we do happen to get World Heritage status for the Pinnacle Point Caves?
Right, so World Heritage status is the Olympic Gold Medal of Heritage. It is the highest award that a locality can get in recognition. And it creates an enormous gravity for tourists from all over the world to come here and investigate the site that's a World Heritage status and ask why. They want to learn what is it that's so important here. So we fully expect this to generate an enormous increase in international tourism traffic to this region, which can be a potent job creator. And next steps, what we want is a world-class center at the point here in Mossel Bay. A center. And that center would be an informational outreach center for the local community and the visitors who come here, but also a research center to keep the research going and alive so that constantly there's new information to be communicated to the people. And we currently have a small fledgling center there called the Point Discovery Center, and we invite everybody to come out and take a look. And going forward, we're going to need money to put a plan together, to submit, to get more money to build the center. And if you're willing and able, perhaps give a little contribution.
It'll be fantastic if you can go to the center, because the little center that has been created there has been a dream that a lot of people had for a long time. And that it's been there, and it's also almost a foothold to provide a bigger center and a center of science, where an interactive science, where, as you say, people could come and watch how the archaeologist works and what does it mean. But at the moment, the center is there for everybody to go and watch. It's next to the Pinnacle Point Cave, next to the St. Blaise Cave. And it will be very good if those of you listening here and tell their friends to go there and view what is actually going on there. There's a short history of the Middle Stone Age development and what we were talking about this morning.
Right. There's exhibits there that talk a lot about how during the occupations of the caves at Pinnacle Point, the coastline was further away from where it is today, and there was a plain, a savanna ecosystem with animals migrating back and forth. And we are currently in a phase where we're going to upgrade and add to the exhibits. So going forward, there's going to be some really interesting material there to see.
Well, good news for Mossel Bay as an icon. You know, the only other World Heritage site in the Western Cape is, as we said, Robben Island, and that is a world icon. And Mossel Bay certainly will have that icon if we get the status here. And let us hold thumbs for, when do you expect the final answer?
Next week.
Amal and Mossel Bay, Oma Daimfas, and we will be looking forward to that, and this will upgrade Mossel Bay status as a destination of note, which will create a lot of work for the Western Cape and also for the Mossel Bay area.
Thanks, Fred.
Curtis, thank you very much for this morning. And you are here for another couple of days, and then you make regular visits to the Pinnacle Point system.
Yep, I come out every year for about 2 months.
Thank you very much for the dedication as a man of the USA.
Nice talking to you, Fred.
Bye.
Hierdie program was vir jou gebring deur Sandpiper Cottages in Bochumsbaai, weggesteek in 'n ongerepte baai en Bavaria, off the beaten track, slegs 30 km vanaf Mossel Bay. Kontak Sandpiper Cottages via hulle webwerf sandpiper.co.za of per WhatsApp 081-071-6735.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.